from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're back on it tonight. The Astros were off yesterday.
Hell yeah. Where are we going?
I don't know what kind of night he had yesterday. I don't know if he took it off with the Astros. I'm going to guess he didn't. Is he shaking it off?
Nah, man. No, didn't take the night off. Should have, though.
Red?
Yeah, but not a bad red.
Not a bad red.
Very
not
recoverable red, which we'll do tonight, of course.
All right. And the Astros are on it. You got Spencer Agetti. Are you ready to get sucked in? I am really intrigued.
My lock.
I'm intrigued what his strikeout total is.
That's my lock bet of the night.
With what he has done the last two games and against this White Sox outfit. What is your lock? Your lock is his strikeouts?
Yes, over 6.5 Ks for young Arrigetti.
And the way he's been striking out people, 13 and 12 the last two starts.
Odds are great, too, only plus 100. That's beautiful.
I'll be honest, Clint. I think the starters are going to combine for over 20 strikeouts in this game.
You think so?
The two starters. The way that Spencer Agetti's Spencer's been throwing the ball and striking folks out, and then Garrett Crochet is one of the best strikeout pitchers in the game. Has been in the top three all year long in terms of strikeouts. So I think this could be a high strikeout day, especially with young batters in there, no Bregman in that lineup. This could be a high strikeout day for both teams. So you got how many? So you got that as your lock. That's the lock is strikeout 6.5 for Spencer Agetti, who's been going off.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I'm, of course,
Clint's listening.
On Yordan Alvarez over 1.5 total bases at plus 120.
Why not?
I
wouldn't pitch to him tonight. Maybe not as extreme as Clint.
And the last one here, I'm on the Astros minus 1.5 runs tonight.
At home. I like the Spencer Agetti strikeouts. Let me put 100 on it.
I got you, bro. Let's ride.
Ooh, 100 on it, huh?
Yeah, man.
I can't really go for it.
I got two bills on it.
Do you? And we got three. You all got
It's my lock, man. I always got to bet big on my lock.
You all got 300 on them strikeouts.
I mean, you just talked me into it, man.
The way that the White Sox swing the bats, yeah, I think it could be something. He seems to be hot right now. All right, we'll get to setting up that game in just a bit. Let's get to the news of the day. A lot of news of the day for the Astros. Alex Bregman, he is going to be out of the lineup today and going to be out of the lineup the entire weekend for this series against the Chicago White Sox. He said he slept wrong on his arm and he has a swollen elbow, swollen right elbow, his throwing arm that's going to keep him out today in the next three games against the White Sox. He did speak about the issue and spoke about if it's hurting when he's throwing, which you would imagine is very important to his elbow with that right throwing arm, that issue there. Here's his answer to that.
Kind of a little combination of both. Most of the time, it's not really, I don't really feel it that much during, I hadn't really felt it that much during baseball activity, more so elsewhere. But overall, I think just a few days will make it feel a lot better.
All right. So interesting. Not really feeling it during baseball activities, but feels it elsewhere. So that's interesting. Listen, he said it's not going to be long term, and that would be the hope. But it's something, Clint, to just say, hey man, we will sit you down for not just today, like day to day. No, we're going to sit you down all three games of this week.
Yeah, his elbow's flaring up. Whatever they found probably needs to be addressed with some level of treatment. That treatment is probably going to respond better if he's not throwing and swinging during the two or three days that they're going to treat it. And they're going to nip it in the bud while the White Sox are in town before the rest of this August schedule hits. And it's a luxury the Astros have had. They built themselves a little bit of a cushion here. He's got a little bit of a problem that he doesn't want to turn into something bigger. And he's going to take a few days off for it. I'm good with it.
Yeah, hopefully he's good. Hopefully it is just a few days, and whatever happens or whatever's happening to this elbow heals up in a space where he feels better. By the way, he did have an MRI, and it did come back clean, as he said. He spoke to the media himself earlier today. By the way, other moves with that, they call up Shea Whitcomb, who was swinging the bat pretty well in AAA all year. He can play all of the infield positions with the exception of catcher and a little outfield, so he is there as some insurance. And with that, they release Elytmus Diaz, who got all of four at-bats in his time here. Didn't get a lot of playing time, but they release Elytmus Diaz for the second time couple years here. They let him go, move on from him, so he is gone, and Shea Whitcomb is in. By the way, other news, Luis Garcia is still not throwing. So, as he said, what was that, last week? They're running out of days. I would imagine they're running out of more days right now. But the good news here is Justin Verlander, who threw four innings yesterday, 57 pitches, and struck out, ended his night striking out the side in the fourth inning and was able to get the last 10 out of the last 11 batters last night for Corpus. So he looked pretty good in his rehab start, his second one. Here's Verlander talking about what potentially could be the next move and how he felt yesterday.
I feel good, yeah. Especially the last couple innings, kind of felt like I was able to dial in a little bit and physically felt good.
Major league mound, or kind of you guys discuss that?
No, not sure yet. A couple more steps, got the bullpen, to be determined.
All right, to be determined. Got to throw a bullpen. Didn't see any of that. Topped out at 96 yesterday, but Clint, it feels like he's awfully close to getting there. Maybe they want to kind of raise the pitch count for him, see what he looks like if he throws north of 75, 80 pitches. But judging by what we saw or what we heard from last night, it looks like he's getting close.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, every step, every box he checks is a step closer. Now, I don't know. I'm with you. I think there's either, whether it's a bullpen or I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah.
But somehow getting the only step that I think would be left at this time, unless something flared up overnight, the only thing that would be left at this point is if they feel the need for him to pitch again with either Sugarland or Corpus and get that pitch count up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.